It's Wednesday, the 17th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The BCX Transform Summit 2025 is currently underway in Windhoek, sponsored by BCX's OEM partners. The summit is exploring how cloud computing, cybersecurity, the Internet of Things, and AI are transforming industries and creating new opportunities. Angie Scholz for Future Media News.
The BCX Summit is underway in Windhoek, gathering industry leaders, technology experts, and policymakers to explore the future of digital transformation in Namibia and the broader region. Themed around unlocking Africa's digital economy, the summit is shining a spotlight on the opportunities and challenges brought by rapid technological change. Key discussions include Cloud Without Limits, redefining Namibia's digital possibilities, which looks at how cloud computing can drive efficiency, innovation, and new business models. Another highlight was a fireside chat with Palo Alto Networks, focusing on using hyperscalers to enable cloud-delivered security services with Precision AI. I'm Angie Scholes for Future Media News, Windhoek.
The Namibia Institute of Pathology has supported over 200 students through internships and graduate programs since 2021, investing more than 3 million Namibia dollars. It has also partnered with the University of Namibia and the Namibia University of Science and Technology, as well as the MTC National Internship Program, to strengthen specialist training. NIP Chief Strategy and Business Development Officer Nita Evaristis.
This is really where we're saying that academic study provides really the theoretical foundation, which is really the internship, converting that foundation into practical competence. So by immersing students in real professional settings, internships enable the adaptation to workplace dynamics and, of course, the development of essential skills. So this process has shaped graduates into professionals who are not only knowledgeable, but also confident, flexible, and job ready.
A U.S. lawmaker has proposed blocking Zimbabwe from receiving new IMF and World Bank loans until it pays $3.5 billion owed to white farmers for land seized over 20 years ago. The bill, according to Bloomberg, requires the country to settle the debt within 12 months and adjust for inflation. Zimbabwe is seeking funding from other countries, but no commitments have been made. To South Africa now, where BOSA leader Musi Maimane has asked Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana for full transparency on the board of the Public Investment Corporation rationale and legal basis for prematurely terminating the previous board's extended term. BOSA spokesperson Roger Solomon says 10 new non-executive directors were appointed with no explanation and no public consultation.
This clean sweep was deliberately done quietly. It raises now the important question of who is this new board that is entrusted with nearly 3.9 trillion in public servants' pensions and savings. And so as BOSA, we've called on the Minister of Finance to explain his decisions openly, urgently, to all South Africans.
And Utah prosecutors said on Tuesday they will seek the death penalty for the suspect in conservative activist Charlie Kirk's assassination, and according to Reuters, revealed that some of the evidence against him, including alleged text messages in which he appeared to confess to the crime, were availed.
Tyler Robinson made an initial court appearance on Tuesday afternoon by video from jail. Utah prosecutors say they have filed 7 counts against him, including aggravated murder. Here's Utah County District Attorney Jeffrey Gray.
Following the press conference, I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently as county attorney, based solely on the available evidence and circumstances and nature of the crime.
Robinson is accused of firing the single rifle shot from a rooftop sniper's nest that pierced Kirk's neck last Wednesday at a Utah university.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, FutureMediaNews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.